Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we did get a bit of progress. We were able to make a bit of progress over the last couple of days. Last week was particularly stagnating in terms of limited opportunity. This week, markets opened up a little bit more, probably due to the amount of sort of important news flow that these markets are currently experiencing. Now, we heard from Jerome Powell yesterday. I suppose ultimately he said nothing new in any way, shape or form, probably made a few interesting references just regarding the jobs dynamic in the US. So let's get straight into it then this morning. We're going to be hearing from Jerome Powell again today. Again, not likely to say anything that he hasn't said already, to be fair. But if we can, of course, start with our risk warning, take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, all profitable traders, of course, need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade to a successful outcome? And trading psychology, all very important considerations when it comes to trading financial markets. And we just want to let you know that we address these considerations every day in a normal sort of trade room environment. And we're strong advocates of trying to be consistent in our approach, accurate at the levels we use, disciplined with our capital. And of course, we're willing to be patient unless we get a decent opportunity to pull the trigger on. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So we've obviously got this political kind of hangover. With these markets are still digesting with the French election, the UK election as well, where the Labour Party have won significantly. And of course, the confusion between the Biden and Trump fiasco in the US as well. It's just causing a little bit of political uncertainty. That's one of the things Jerome Powell was sort of quizzed upon yesterday, was the need for the Fed to maintain its independence. So that was the only major news of the day. And one of the main reasons in which rates could start to lower it is due to a relatively sharp increase in unemployment. And we are seeing unemployment numbers tick higher, feeding into that narrative. So with reduced numbers of jobs available, we were at 11 million, we're now down to 8 million. We're still pretty high. There's still more than one job available for every unemployed person in the US. So the jobs market is pretty tight, but it is loosening. And I suppose, as far as the Fed concerned, is going in the right way in order to consider rate cuts and preemptive ones as well. The problem is they don't want to leave the rate cuts for too long, and then we see, you know, a sharp spike in job numbers to 4.3, 4.5, 4.7. If we saw that over the next few months, that could mean that, or is a very strong signal that the US economy is beginning to suffer due to these high rates. So when it comes to rate cuts, it all really boils down to why are the Fed cutting their rates? And if it's because of inflation is back to 2%, then that's a really positive reason to start bringing inflation down, which we think will be quite supportive for financial markets and asset prices. However, here's the kicker. Because we're up at 5.5%, and apparently, according to the Fed, that's restrictive enough to get inflation down to 2%. If that's not the case, the Fed are in trouble. If they have to start cutting rates because of some pending economic turmoil, then that's bad news. That's not a good dynamic for financial markets. And that would have a negative impact, we anticipate, on financial markets. So that's the complexity of the dynamic. And because Jerome Powell, you know, just leaned very, very slightly again to this dovish narrative, it's quite positive for equity markets. So overnight, we kept the RBNZ. You see, a lot of central banks are really looking to the Fed to make a decision on their interest rates, including China. So the RBNZ kept rates. They're the highest. They're the central bank, which are along with the Fed at 5.5%. And they decided to keep rates up at that level, very much in line with expectations. So nothing really new there. And we're going to be hearing from Jerome Powell again today. Something to watch, which is the 10-year bond auction. It's just really one to just see what the interest rate is for this 10-year bond auction and the demand for that, for those bonds. There's a lot of debate. Janet Yellen have increased the amount of short-term debt, paying a higher interest rates on it, to the puzzlement of perhaps some of the politicians in the US. You know, you're effectively paying more money to refinance your debt. So we'll see how these bond auctions, they'll become a bit of an issue at some point, so it's worth just keeping an eye on them. And then tomorrow is the big inflation story. So Jerome Powell feels very comfortable, really, that this inflation number is coming down. And we'll see. Now, all this really leads to is further upside for the equity markets. And that's pretty much what we're seeing. So looking at the S&P and the NASDAQ, for example, yesterday we're pretty much at all-time highs now as we speak. So a really bullish market dynamic. We don't have any opportunity to get in on a pullback or do anything like this. It's pretty linear. And all of these little pullbacks have just been a sideways moving price action before we make new highs. And we're still in that little upside bias. So that's going into today's trading. So just very quickly then, as we move across the charts, the Dow Jones is in quite a choppy sort of period of indecision. We're above the moving averages. They're all pointing upwards, but we have the US indices at all-time highs, but not so much for the Dow Jones. So the Nikkei off to the races, really strong rally, bit of hesitation around these recent highs, and then yesterday and now today, just sort of further upside really for the yen. So the discussion around intervention Well, there is no intervention just yet. Now, there's likely to be, but not just yet. So the CAC 40, our bias is very much to the downside. We know there's strong support at these lows. So we can go into that now in just a second and see how this market is set up. So good, strong move yesterday. So we'll break that down in a little bit more detail very shortly. So we had this bullish risk on narrative for the US and quite a bearish narrative really for the Eurozone. So the dollar is a bit of a strange one. It's not really making any significant progress. Yesterday, a bit of dollar strength. Today now, it looks like as if there's a bit of a positive bounce off the lows. So dollar Swiss, yesterday we were looking a little bit positive for the dollar. Now it's looking a little bit more negative. We're in a long-term sideways pattern for the dollar CAD, so we want to wait for a breakout of that. Now, this price action up here, although is quite a bullish little move initially, there's a lot of indecision, and yesterday actually finished a little bit on the positive side. So we'll have a look and see during the session whether the dollar is weak across the board. We can see the dollar strengthen against the New Zealand dollar and strengthen against the dollar yen. Elsewhere, there's a bit of dollar weakness. So the dollar is stuck between, it's not quite the weakest, but it's certainly not the strongest out there either. And the yen is just at all time, is that these recent highs. With full expectation for some intervention at some point. Makes it just a tricky. The last thing we want to do is get in and buy at these highs and then experience a sizable reversal. So the last one is commodities. So we'll be looking to take profit now down at these lows for crude oil. So we'll go into that. That was a decent trade. Gold, we never really made progress below that 35.50 level. Let's see the euro and the pound. Okay. So we'd expected a little bit more downside, but we do have a stop loss above the high. So we can probably stick with that for now. The dollar is looking weak against the euro and the pound. NASDAQ. Okay, so let's have a look at our trade plan. So yesterday we still had this mixed market dynamic, but we were looking for clearly defined selling opportunities, more so across the Eurozone and the UK with the CAC and the DAX, the French and the German markets respectively, selling off, and a bit of weakness for the euro and the pound. With US oil, we had further continuation to the downside below the 81.50. We're now down at $80. We'll be taking profit at these levels now. With a gold sell below the 23.50, didn't really get that opportunity to get that trade off. So be mindful of Powell and Yellen testimony later today. Expect volatility. Actually, it was a bit of a nothing event. Didn't really say anything that was... That's too controversial. So yesterday, Powell was testifying in the Senate, and today he's testifying in the House. So he'll get a... It's going to be interesting to see what sort of reaction he's going to get. Those senators are very sort of complimentary, it seems, a few of them, like Elizabeth Warren, wasn't particularly complimentary, and a few others, but broadly speaking, there is a strong respect, really. And now we're going to hear the politicians and see what they have to say, the representatives, so he'll probably get a bit of a grilling, but he's well able. So Powell is testifying again later today, you know, potentially expect that volatility once more. So what is this market saying to us? It's still this mild risk on stroke mixed market condition. The CAC 40, the DAX, the Euro dollar, pound dollar. It's kind of limited opportunity again. A little bit of a limited backdrop. So sorry, just bear with me. So we're going to book in profit in crude oil. Gold, it's going the opposite direction. The euro dollar is bouncing back, pound dollar. Now you need this price to break below the 108 level. That's our expectation. The low is the 18211. Right, okay. Oops. Let me get to the right page. So DAX now is 18211. If we break below that, I think it'll be wise of us to keep all options open today. We could get an absolutely strong reversal of yesterday's moves. Now, there's the potential for the DAX, if we get below the 18,211, that we'd expect further downside at that point. If the euro dollar breaks the 10800, the pound dollar, if we break yesterday's lows of the 127.75, we can take out gold. It's rallying. I'm going to book profit currently in gold, and then sorry, US oil, and then below $80, we'll be looking to sell again. So not as interesting as yesterday's trade plan, which we're able to get a few decent trades off. We hope we don't get prices reversing across the board again. So look, we're looking for some continuation. We kind of have difficult market conditions in terms of, you know, a bit of a bullish response to Jerome Powell yesterday, and that may end up dragging the DAX and the CAC and reversing them a little bit. We'll be looking to take profits today wherever we can. That US oil is on the verge of hitting our take profit. If not, we'll be taking profits down at those lower levels regardless. So we'll do that now when we switch rooms, guys. Thanks as always for joining us. The narrative is still very much geared around this sort of rate pivot narrative, and quite a dovish Fed. So although they do need the data to support the trade, so really all eyes on Thursday's CPI. If it comes in 3.1 or below, we'd probably expect the markets to react in quite a positive manner. If it's 3.2 or above, we might see a little bit of negativity begin to creep in terms of the Fed aren't seeing inflation come down quickly enough. But the way Jerome Powell was talking yesterday, it does look like we're down at 3.1 or below. If he has any sort of further insight into this number, which I would imagine he probably would do. Okay, so on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Bit of a complicated dynamic again today, so we would like a few days of sort of back-to-back progress, but you know, it is what it is right now. So if you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetradesroom.com and we'll speak to you soon. Right, great stuff, guys. On that note, listen, take care. We'll see you next time. And for those of you that can join us in the European Live Mentorship Room, we'll see you in just under a minute. So speak to them. Thanks so much, guys. Bye for now.